Hello, Panther fans, and welcome to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, coming to you from Gunnison, where your Panthers will try to start a new winning streak against the Cowboys. The boys had their five-game winning streak come to an end on Wednesday in Carbondale against Roaring Fork. It was all good in game one of the doubleheaders. The boys had an eight-run third and were out to a 12-0 victory in five innings. Brendan Bear was 2-for-3 and one of seven Panthers to collect a double. Tyreek was lights out on the mound, combining with Donnie Raley for the one-hit shutout. Reed picked up the win while striking out four and walking only one. Game two started out great with a five-run first, but then the tide turned and the game got away from the boys. Roaring Fork ended up pulling out the victory 15-14 in nine innings. Connor Workman had a big game, going 3-for-5 with a double, triple, and five RBI. Delta ended up sending six pitchers to the bump, but none of them could stop the bleeding, each giving up at least a run. Braden Sprout got the start, striking out six and walking one before giving way to his relief, and Trayton Sandoval picked up the loss in that game. Today's a new day, and Delta will be back at it again against 6-9 Gunnison, who has been hot and cold as of late. The Cowboys are led by senior Skyler Wild, who's batting 500 with four doubles, two triples, four home runs, and 22 RBI at the plate. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now. Sponsored by Hellman Motor Company, new or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So taking a look at Delta's lineup now, leading off, playing right field, will be number 7, the freshman Ty Reed. He'll be followed by the shortstop, number 2, Landon Clay. Batting third will be the second baseman, Ryland Bynum, who made his return to the lineup from injury and being out the first half of the season on Wednesday. We are happy to see him back. Batting cleanup for Delta will be the catcher, number 27, Brendan Bear. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Lance Porter. Batting sixth, today's starting pitcher, Braden Sprout. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Connor Workman. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Trayton Sandoval. And batting ninth, the designated hitter, Logan Clay. He'll be batting for Jacob Hancock. The lineup for Gunnison. Leading off will be the right fielder, Rocky Marchitelli. Batting second, the shortstop, Justice Williams. Batting third, the catcher, Skyler Wild. In the cleanup spot will be their starting pitcher, Sam Buchanan. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Kate Hicks. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wade Johnson. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, Hunter Vincent. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ty Paramarcus. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Duke Sloan. Top of time, first pitch to Ty Reed, in there for a strike, fastball on the outside half of the plate. Reed batting .442 on the season. Breaking ball misses on the outside corner, and the count's now even. Reed has eight doubles, two triples, and a home run to his stat line. A swing and miss at that pitch, and now he's going to have to be tough two in battle. Buchanan on the mound has a 1-0 record and 22 strikeouts. This one lined right. Middle and Delta as a leadoff single by Reed. Good way to start the game. Happy about that. That'll bring Landon Clay to the plate. Lando batting .410 on the season with three doubles and 10 RBI. The pitch misses outside for ball one. Good lead by Reed down at first, held on by the first baseman, Paramarcus. Clay takes that pitch for strike one, and the count's even at one now. Coach Steve Ryer giving the signs down on the third base coach's box, and Clay steps out and now back in. Lefty Buchanan delivers, and he pokes this one foul down the right side. Now two strikes on the Delta shortstop. He'll have to protect the plate. English, tough for me this morning. Buchanan looks in, has his sign from Wild, comes set, and Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw to first, and it's in the dirt. Reed going to go first to third on the throwing error. And now Delta with a runner in scoring position just like that. And Clay looking to get him in from third. No outs here in the top of the first, second batter of the game. It's Landon Clay. He's got a 1-2 count. Buchanan now kicks and fires. This one in the dirt, Clay able to check his swing, and the count's once again even. So again, Buchanan bears in. It is the 2-2 delivery. Goes sidearm and misses low. Tried to change the arm motion and catch Clay off guard, and it didn't happen. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's in the dirt. Clay reaches via the Delta Cabinet Company free pass. So Delta with runners on the corners now, and Ryland Bynum coming to the plate. Bynum batting 286 in the two games he's been in so far. He's got a double, three RBI, a walk and a strikeout. So Wild will give his infield the signs as to what he wants to do with runners on the corners. Find him in on the right side against the lefty, Buchanan. Buchanan looks over at Clay. Swing and a miss on the Taco Time first pitch to Bynum. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Buchanan with the 0-1 delivery, and I'm not sure if that's a sinker or a curveball. I believe it's a sinker. Regardless, it was low and outside, and the count's even at one. The pitch. Swing and a miss on that sinker. And now Bynum going to have to be tough with two and protect the plate. Good lead by Clay down at first against the lefty Buchanan. Held on by Tara Marcus. There's the pitch, and the outside four-seamer swung on and missed. Got Bynum to chase the pitch, and that's the first out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Buchanan. And now with one out, Brendan Bear will come to the plate, the Delta catcher. He's batting 327 on the season. Five doubles, three home runs, 16 RBI. Looking to add to that total now with runners on the corners. The pitch, swing and a miss. An off-speed pitch in on the knuckles and got Bear crossed up there. Buchanan stares in. Long look in by the Gunnison pitcher. Now they'll look at the runner at first and come home. This one lifted into short right field. Marchitelli is over, makes the catch. He'll throw home as Reed will score from third. Ball was cut off by Tara Marcus, and I'm not sure they were going to get Reed regardless. So sack fly to right for Bears, the second out of the inning. And now Lance Porter will come to the plate. Porter batting 343 on the season with three doubles and a triple. Buchanan slipped as he pitched, and the pitch was in the dirt for a ball, but Buchanan lucky to not get hurt or have that one go by the catcher. Clay, the runner at first, with a good lead. Pitch is low, but swung on and fouled at the plate by Porter. Counts even at one. See if we get some hit and run action here from Coach Ryer down on the third base coach's box. Buchanan is set, checks the runner over at first, and then goes side on. This one hit to the second baseman, and he's going to boot it. That's Sloan as the ball caroms into right field. Marchitelli up with it on the error. Clay ends up at third. So, once again, runners on the corners for the Panthers, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout, the starting pitcher today for Delta. He's batting 425 on the season with two doubles, three triples, five RBI. Also has ten walks and eight strikeouts. This one is in the air. No, that's going to drop in front of the center fielder, Hicks. Clay will score from third, and Porter will roll into second on the single. So a two-out single by Sprout, and Delta's ahead 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Workman looking to keep it going. Connor on the year. 395, five doubles, a triple, 16 RBI. One walk, six strikeouts. The pitch. Off-speed pitch is outside for a ball. Buchanan stares in, has his sign, checks the runners, now comes home. That fastball's outside. So, Workman up early in the count, now 2-0. Speaking of 2-0, that's the lead Delta has on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here in the top of the first inning. The pitch, way outside. And now Workman more than likely taking the entire way with two outs and three balls to no strikes on the count. Runners at first and second. It's Porter at second. Sprout at first. The pitch, taken for strike one. So Workman steps out, now back into the right side against the lefty Buchanan. The pitch. This one will be fouled back to the screen. And the count's full. So Buchanan able to battle back from a 3-0 count to fill it up. And with three balls, two strikes, two outs, Workman looking for base hitter ball four here. And they're going to have the runner, Porter, picked off of second. He's going to be out at third. Buchanan spun to throw, and Porter froze. And so I guess if there's good news out of that, it's Connor Workman will have a full at-bat to start the next inning. So Delta able to put two across in the top of the first inning on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The Cowboys will lead things off with Marchitelli, Williams, and Wild in their half of the first. My broadcast is Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Braden Sprout will be on the bump for the Panthers, the lefty. 4.75 ERA, 4-1 record. 9 appearances, 5 of those have been starts. He does have 2 complete games on the season. 8 walks, 36 strikeouts. An on-base average against of .372, so not a great OBA, but when Sprouts got his stuff working, it's working. So we'll see what he can do here against the Cowboys. And starting with their leadoff hitter, Rocky Marchicelli. Marchicelli's only had two plate appearances on the year. So, he's only appeared in three games for the Cowboys. Does not have a hit. So Marchicelli will be in from the right side against the lefty Sprout. Braden stares in. And the Taco Time first pitch. At the knees for a strike. It's a good start for Brado and Delta. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a pitch outside the zone. And Sprouty quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. Sprout stares in, he'll have his sign. Comes set, and the pitch. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. And that's the first out of the inning, first strikeout of the game for Sprout. That'll bring Justice Williams to the plate. Williams batting .353 on the season, two doubles and a triple. The pitch. Breaking ball drops in for strike one. The umpire today calling that high strike, at least so far. And the pitch. This one on the ground to third. Porter up with it. One pump. And to Sandoval, who has to stretch but keeps his foot on the bag. And there's two down now in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring Skyler Wild to the plate. Wild, the offensive leader on this team, as I mentioned in my pregame, batting .500, four doubles, two triples, four home runs. An on-base percentage of .524. Sprout kicks and fires. This one's inside. Ball will roll to the backstop. And it's 1-0 to the Gunnison catcher. Sprout stares in, comes set, and delivers. That pitch missed, and it's 2-0. So it seems like Brado being pretty careful to the dangerous Wild. Doesn't want Skyler to go wild here at the plate. The pitch on the ground is short. Clay has it bounce off his chest, up with it, and the throw to first not in time. So Wild will be on via the air. And Sam Buchanan, the pitcher, will come to the plate. There's going to be a courtesy runner now for the Cowboys. It'll be Jacob Reiser for the catcher. So now with a runner on first, Buchanan will swing at the first pitch and send it out of play on the right side. Sandoval gave chase, but it was out of play. So Sprout up early on his counterpart. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one, late swing by Buchanan, puts it in just about the same place, just over the fence this time. So it's 0-2 as Sprouty jumps out to a quick lead on the batter. Rises the courtesy runner at first. As time's called for him to tie his shoe. So it looks like he's ready, and Sprout will spare in to get his sign on the 0-2 pitch. Two outs here, bottom of one, Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. This one to second, Bynum up with it, flips to Clay covering the bag, and 4-6 on the putout will be the third out of the inning. So no damage done after the error by Clay, and Delta will send 7-8-9 to the plate for the top of the second. It's time for Panther Pride now on the broadcast. That's sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So, girls soccer shut out Coleridge 2-0 on Thursday with Jessica Black and Maddie Brzonic both picking up goals. The girls are playing at Telluride as we speak. Hopefully we'll have, I can get results of that game today, and if not, we'll have them hopefully on the next broadcast. Congratulations to the Delta High School April Students of the Month, Leisha Allman, Benjamin Gray, Nathan Sharnhorst, Ty Reed, Zachary McKay, Aiden Gillespie, Perla Mejia, Jordan Montoya, Brianna Vizcara, Allison Russling, and Cadence Foote, as well as Sebastian Chavez. So Workman was at the plate when Porter was picked off of second, or at least picked off trying to advance to third. Taco time, first pitch to Workman here in the top of the second is outside for a ball. Workman had a full count at the plate when the inning ended, so it'll start over now 1-0. The pitch in the dirt. Now Workman can be patient. Wait for a pitch to drive. Hitters count 2-0. The pitch. High strike on the outside corner calls. So it's now 2-1 to the Delta center fielder. Workman kind of the utility infield outfielder for the Panthers. As he hits it on the ground to second, Sloan up with it on the first. One out here. In the top of the second. Creighton Sandoval will come to the plate. Sandoval on the season is batting 271 with three doubles. He'll swing at the first pitch, hit it out to Sloan, who's by the bag at second and able to get Sandoval at first, who's hustling up the line. So Sloan taking care of the first two batters here in the second inning for Delta. And Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay batting 324 on the season with a triple. Stands in to face the lefty Buckhannon. Buckhannon misses with the first pitch outside. Buckhannon stares in. Now delivers. This one on the ground to short. Williams up with it. On to first. And that will retire the side in order here in the top of the first. Due up in the bottom of the inning for the Cowboys will be the 5-6-7 holes. That's Hicks, Johnson, and Vincent. My broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by the Sunflower Room. you need help to relax, let Stacy Smicky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Smicky at the Sunflower Room. Braden Stroud out for his second inning of work. He'll be facing the Jonathan center fielder, Tate Hicks. Hicks batting 312 on the season with a couple of doubles. Sobrato stares in. Here's the pitch to Hicks. In the lower portion of the zone and the outside portion of the plate for strike one. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed. And now, Sprouty way ahead on Hicks. The pitch. Second inning starting out like the first. Swinging strikeout to the first batter. Second strikeout of the game for Sprout. And Wade Johnson will come to the plate. Johnson batting 286 with two doubles on the year. That pitch catches the inside corner of the plate for strike one. So far, I got a compliment the home plate umpire on the strike zone. He's calling shoulders to knees, black to black. The pitch. That one will miss low. So, aces across the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch. Johnson lifts it to short right field. And Reed comes in to make the catch. And now the Cowboys left fielder, Hunter Vincent, will come to the plate. Vincent batting 455 with two doubles on the year. Soccer time, first pitch to Vincent. Is going to be lifted into right field. Reed coming in on it. Makes the catch on the fast diving liner. And the Cowboys go in order in the second. Delta will send the top of their batting order to the plate here in the third. Reed, Clay, and Bynum. My streaming broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Buckhannon allowing two runs in the first and settled down for the second, sending Delta batters back to the dugout in order. Now he'll work to the top of the lineup. Ty Reed singled, reached third on a error by the pitcher when he tried to pick him off of first, went first to third, and then came around to score on a sack fly by Brendan Bayer later in the inning. So Reed into the right side against the lefty, Buckhannon. Buckhannon kicks and fires. Reed takes a pitch at the knees on the outside half of the plate. Checked his swing, but it was in there for a strike. Didn't think he could do anything with it, left it alone, and now he gets two more. The breaking pitch will catch the outside corner. Now Reed's going to have to be tough with two, protect the plate a little bit. And the pitch in the dirt. Here's the 1-2 from Buckhannon. That misses outside, and count even at two. A lot of chatter coming out of a Delta dugout for their fantastic freshman. The pitch, swing and a miss. Buckhannon, a sidearm delivery, and it crossed Reed up just a little bit as he swung at a pitch outside the zone. One out, top of the third. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando walked in the first, came around to score. He's going to line one down right, and that'll land foul. Clay being aggressive up there, swinging at the first pitch. Wasn't a bad pitch to swing at, but tried to go oppo with it and landed foul. Buckhannon stares in, now kicks and fires. That pitch is low, and the count's even. Once again, aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Clay steps out, now back in. The pitch. That catches the outside corner just above the belt. Again, umpire very liberal with his strike zone. So Clay going to have to battle now. The 1-2 pitch. Shot foul at the plate, and Clay does just that. Clay back into the box. And the pitch. Clay again fouls it back. Count remains 1-2 to the Delta shortstop. That pitch just misses the outside corner, and the count's even. The pitch. It's interesting, Buckhannon, as he misses with that to make the count full. I think depending on the pitch, depends on what arm angle he comes with. He threw that one over the top. He's done three quarters. He's gone sidearm. The pitch. This one on the ground to the shortstop, Williams, and through the wickets. Clay on for the second time in the game. And Rylan Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum struck out swinging in the first. So Rooster steps in from the right side. Clay with a good lead at first, and the pitch. Bynum lays off, but the breaking ball is in at the knees on the inside half for a strike. Again, a good lead for Clay down at first, held on by Termarcus. Buckhannon looks over. Now comes home. That pitch misses the outside corner. Counts even at one. Ball popped out of Wild's mitt, but dropped just in front of him, so Clay not able to advance on that. And the pitch. This one, as Bynum waited on it, fouled off to the right side and out of play. So Bynum now going to have to be tough with two and protect the plate. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Top of third of the third. The pitch. Breaking ball just misses on the outside corner, and the count's once again even. Signs from Steve Ryer down on the third base coach's box. Clay, good lead. Buckhannon looks over now, comes home, and it'll be strike three at the knees. Bynum didn't agree with it, thought it was low. That'll be the second strikeout for Buckhannon on the day, and bring Brendan Bear to the plate. Bear with a RBI sack fly to right in the first. Here comes the pitch from Buckhannon. This one will be on the ground to second, flown up with it, flips the Williams to third, and Clay is out. That will end the inning. So again, no noise from Delta as Clay reached on an error and it didn't come back to bite the Cowboys. Gunnison will send their 8-9 and one holes to the plate. That'll be Termarcus, Sloan, and Marchitelli for their half of the third. My broadcast on the stream here, sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main and Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Fake Seafood Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they are making dining experiences. So Sprouty out to work the bottom of the third. And Ty Termarcus will come to the plate for his first at-bat of the game. He's batting 250 on the season with a couple of doubles. Like he leads the team in hit by pitch. He's been hit 5 times. Makes me wonder if he crowds the plate a little bit. Justice Williams also hit 5 times, so tied for the lead there. Left on left matchup. First pitch is off speed and fouled off on the left side. Fredo stares in. Has a sign he likes. He'll come set. Here's the 0-1. Right down the middle with the two-seamer, and Sprout again. Quickly up on the batter. 0-2. Sprout shaking off a couple now. Finds one he likes and delivers. That pitch misses. Counts 1-2 now to the Gunnison first baseman. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Third inning on the row that Bredo struck out the first batter. And now Duke Sloan will come to the plate. Sloan on the season. batting 192 with a double. The pitch. Misses high and outside. Ball one. By the way, that strikeout of Tara Mark is sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. The pitch. Breaking ball misses high, and Sprout behind in the count now. Only the second time that he's been behind today. The pitch. That one. The high outside strike called, and it's 2-1. Again, this umpire, very liberal with his strike zone, shoulder to knees, black to black. If it's in the zone, he's going to call it. The pitch. That is strike two. That may have been a slider. Started at the shoulders, ended up at the knees. The 2-2. This one lined into right. That'll be a base hit. First hit of the game for the Cowboys. So the one-out single flips the lineup card, and Rocky Marchicelli will come to the plate. He led off Gunnison's half of the first with a strikeout swing. He'll take strike one. Sloan with a decent lead off of first. Now steps back a little bit. This ball on the ground to short. Clay up with it. Flips to Bynum on the first. And he's safe. Marchicelli just beating out his throw to first. So Marchicelli, the base runner, as he will trade places with Sloan on the fielder's choice. And Justice Williams will come to the plate. Williams grounded out to Porter at third, back in the first inning. Taco Time first pitch to him, misses high and outside. Marchicelli with a good lead down at first as Sprout looks over there. Marchicelli's going. Throw down by Bear, and Marchicelli will beat the throw. So stolen base by Marchicelli. Counts 2-0 to Williams at the plate. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs here. Bottom of the third inning. Sprout checks the runner at second, now comes home. That's at the knees for strike one. That one, a fastball right down the heart of the plate at the knees. Here's the 2-1. This one will be fouled back, hit the crossbar on the backstop, bounces back toward there, and the count's even. So a beautiful day for baseball, not a cloud in the sky here in Gunnison. Very little breeze to speak of as that pitch is outside, bounce off Bear's mitt, and Marchicelli ends up at third on the pass ball. Here's the payoff pitch from Sprout. This one will be fouled off on the right side. A Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Sprout stares in, now has his sign, delivers the payoff pitch to Williams. Swing and a miss. Delta out of the inning with no damage done. Top of the fourth inning coming up. Porter, Sprout, and Workman due up for the Panthers. My streaming broadcast, the Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Another proud sponsor of my broadcast is Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Porter comes to the plate to lead off the fourth. Porter reached on an error by the second baseman in the first inning. He'll foul it off the catcher. Skyler got winged. Skyler Wild got winged behind the plate there by that foul ball. So the umpire will take a stroll out to talk to the pitcher Buchanan, and Coach Tom Percival will step out of the dugout and check on Wild, make sure he's okay. Wild is, and tell you what, you got to be tough to be a catcher. A little bit on the crazy side, too, to stand back there or crouch back there, as the case may be. That pitch misses outside, and McCown sees it. Here's the pitch. That missed high, and Porter ahead in the count now. The pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even. Porter steps out and gathers himself, now back in. Here's the payoff pitch. This one chopped on the ground to first. Karamarkis picks it up, steps on the bag. One down here, top of the fourth. Braden Sprout will come to the plate now. Singled in the first. One of only two hits by Delta today. He grounds it to Williams at short. Throw to first. Will not get the speedy Sprout as the first baseman, Karamarkis, drops the ball. The Sprout reaches on the error by the first baseman there as he dropped it. It was a good throw by Williams. It's going to be a close play regardless, but Sprout on first. Workman now grounded out to second to get the first out in the second inning. Taco time first pitch to him, taken at the numbers on the outside half of the plate for strike one. Sprout with 7 stolen bases on the season, so definitely a threat to go with his speed. Good lead against the lefty Buchanan. The 0-1, breaking ball, drops in for a strike. So Workman going to have to be tough with two and protect now. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. Low and outside. So Workman will have to continue to battle with the 1-2 count. Again, Sprout with a good lead down at first. Buckhannon looks over at him. And the pitch. Swing and a miss and a pitch low in the strike zone. Sprout takes off on the delayed steal. And Sprouty will be safe at second. I'm not sure if that was going to be a hit and run or if that was a called delayed steal or if Sprout just decided to go, but with two outs, Delta's got a runner in scoring position. That A&M creation's on main strikeout for Buckhannon is third in the game. Creighton Sandoval 0 for 1 today, grounded out to second. In the second, he'll take strike one at the knees on the outside half. Tank steps out now, back in to face the lefty Buckhannon. Sprout the good lead off of second. As Williams and Sloan work in and out on him, this one to first, and the inning ends the same way it started. Third baseman stepping on first after a ground ball right to him. So after Delta gets a man on via the error and then into scoring position, can't do anything with him and not able to add any more runs to their lead. They lead 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So in the Gunnison half of the fourth, they've got Skyler Wild coming to the plate. Wild reached on an error in the first inning. His courtesy runner, Jacob Reiser, was out at second on a fielder's choice to end the first inning. Sprout shakes off a couple of signs. Now comes home. Swing and a miss. So Sprout has started each inning off today with a strikeout, and he's ahead 0-1. The pitch. This one a grounder foul on the third baseline. Wild steps out now back in and Sprout is set. The pitch on the inside corner. Strike three looking. Wild turned away from it thinking that it was too far inside. Instead, the umpire rings him up. So Sprout, with his fifth strikeout of the game, fourth straight inning, he starts by getting a strikeout of the first batter. Sam Buckhannon to the plate. He hit into the fielder's choice that ended the first inning. He'll take strike one. Sprout starting Buckhannon off with a breaking ball. We'll see what he comes back with. Like maybe a fastball that sailed on him and Account Steven Buckhanna. Pitches left-handed, but he's a right-handed batter. Sprout with the 1-1. That, I think, was a two-seamer that tailed from the inside corner to the middle of the plate. And now Sprout ahead 1-2 on Buckhanna. And the pitch. This one lifted into straightaway center field. Workman back. And he will retire Buckhanna. So that'll bring Kate Wilkes to the plate. The Gunnison center fielder struck out swinging to start the second inning for the Cowboys. What a five strikeout victim so far today for Bredo. Stares in. Taco time, first pitch to Hicks. Swing and a miss. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Is the 0-1 delivery from Bredo. Swing and a miss. Once again, Sprout way up early in the count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Three pitches. And a strikeout swinging. Cowboys go quietly in the fourth. Delta continues to lead 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We go to the fifth with Delta sending 9-1-2 to the plate. My streaming broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Another proud sponsor is Taco Time. They're a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So Logan Clay getting some instruction from Coach Steve Ryer before he heads to the third base coach's box. Clay grounded out to the shortstop Williams to end the second inning. Looking to get on base here to lead off Delta's fifth. Once again, Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch from Buckhanna. And it's a bunt, and they're going to say foul as it bounced behind the line in the batter's box before the, or did not get past the line when Wild picked it up. And Clay looking to bunt for a base hit. He'll come back now. The 0-1 pitch from Buckhanna. Clay able to check his swing, and they're going to say a called strike. Maybe he didn't check his swing. Either way, it's 0-2 to Logan. The pitch. Fouled at the plate, so play battles. The pitch from Buckhanna. On the outside corner, called strike three. That's the fourth strikeout of the game for Buckhanna. First out for Delta. And Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed, 1-for-2 with a strikeout today. Run scored. The pitch. In the dirt, and Wild took that off his bare hand. Tom Percival out of the dugout to check on his catcher again. So Percival will have a short conversation with Wild there behind the plate. And now back to the dugout for Percival. Buckhannon has his sign. Now he'll deliver the 1-0 to Reed. Sinker, a strike on the outside corner, and the count's even. The pitch is high, and Reed back ahead, and the count 2-1. Top of the fifth, Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2-1, and an out. The pitch is in the dirt. And now Reed can be very selective of the plate with the hitter's count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Reed. And the count's full. Buckhannon had Reed fooled with the sinker. The payoff pitch. On the ground to first. Karamark is up with it. And steps on the bag. So a good battle there, won by the defense. And now Landon Clay will come up with 2 outs. Clay has been on base twice. He's reached on an error and walked. He's also scored a run. The pitch. At the knees for a strike. Fast ball on the... just on the outside half at the knees. As Lando looking. The pitch. Misses. Outside. And the count's even. The pitch. Misses outside. Here's the 2-1 from Buckhannon. Chopper back to the pitcher, and it's going to bounce foul. It's actually up the third baseline, and took one bounce and bounced outside the line. So the count will be even at 2. We've got Deuces Wild on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and Clay, not sure what he was looking for. That wasn't it, though, as the off-speed pitch gets him. Looking there for the third out of the inning. So Delta's going to go in order. This strikeout of the game by Buckhannon. And in creations on Maine, sponsored that one. So in the middle of 5, Delta still leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gunnison going to send Johnson, Vincent, and Tara Marcus to the plate. At least that's who's due up here in the bottom of the fifth inning. My broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by the Sunflower Room. If you need help to relax, look Stacy Snicky at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Another proud sponsor, Dowdy Steel and Machine. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine's offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So, Fredo will face Johnson as he leads off the Gunnison half of the fifth. Johnson threw out to Ty Reed and Wright back in the second. Taco Time first pitch will be fouled off to the backstop. So Johnson steps out, now back in. And the pitch. In the dirt. Counts even at one. Scratty stares in. Long look in. Now he has the sign. And the pitch. That just misses. And that's Sprout behind in the count 2-1. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball drops in for a strike on the outside corner. Once again, that high breaking pitch called for a strike. Bredo shakes off the sign. Now comes Seth. The pitch. It'll be poked foul just outside the first baseline. Sprout set and delivers the 2-2. This one chopped back to Sprout. He'll turn, fire to first. Sprouty showing off the leather. It was chopped out in front of the plate and a slow roller down to back to the pitcher. He Briley hopped off the mound, filled his position, and threw a strike to first. So with one out, Hunter Vincent will come to the plate. He flew out to right as in the second. Chops it to short. Long throw to first, and a good stretch by Sandoval gets the second out of the inning. 6-3 on the putout if you're scoring at home. And now Ty Karamarkis will come to the plate. Karamarkis strikeout swing to lead off the third inning. One of five strikeouts today by Sprout. By the way, this is the first inning today that Sprout has not let it off with a strikeout. The pitch. This is low. Sprout stares in. Karamarkis in on the left side against the lefty Sprout. The pitch. That just misses. So again, Sprout behind in the count, 2-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Delta leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. Breakers fouled at the plate. Here's the pitch. This one on the ground to short. Clay up with it on to first, and that will retire the Cowboys in order here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Due up in the top of the sixth, it'll be the 3, 4, and 5 holes for the Panthers, Bynum, Bear, and Porter. My broadcast, the Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So as I mentioned, a beautiful day for baseball here in Gunnison. Not a cloud in the sky, very little breeze, 53 degrees. So Bynum, hoping to get on base to lead off the Delta 6. He has got a couple of strikeouts today. Buckhannon bears in, now delivers. Swing and a miss, swing fouled off on the right side on the first pitch from Buckhannon by Bynum. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. So Bynum going to have to be tough with two and protect now. Try to win this battle. And the pitch. That's outside. Bynum steps out, now back in. Here's the 1-2. Bad breaking ball on the outside corner. Strikeout looking for Bynum. He's got the hat trick today. Sixth strikeout of the game for Buckhannon. Now Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear 0-for-1 today. Does have an RBI off of a sack fly. Excuse me. First pitch is low, ball 1. The pitch is high and the count's even. And the pitch is in the dirt. Buckhannon stares in, now delivers the 3-0. And a 4-pitch walk to Bear. And we'll have a courtesy runner down at first. It's going to be Chaz Wilkes. So one out is Coach Tom Percival's out of the dugout to talk to his pitcher in infield. Lance Porter is due up here, and Porter 0-for-1 today. Did reach on an error bat in the first. So conversation on the mound's over. We'll get back to playing here. Well, it's going to be held on by Terra Marcus at first. It's a good lead by Chaz down there. Buckhannon looks over at him. Now we'll come home. First pitch taken on the outside corner. Strike 1. Porter steps out now. Back in. Buckhannon with the pitch. The off speed. Swung on and fouled off on the right side, and now Porter down 0-2. Looks again with a good lead down there at first. Buckhannon checks him again. Now comes home. This one on the ground to second. Sloan has it bounce off of him, and Porter at first on the error. So runners at first and second. And Braden Sprout will come to the plate in a good position. He's got a single today, reached on an error and stole a base. As a runner out there in scoring position in the form of Wilkes on second. He'll be in on the left side to face the lefty Buckhannon. Buchanan with a long look in. Now he'll come set. He'll check Wilkes down at second. Now come home. This pitch misses high. Stroud steps that. Now back in. Williams working behind the runner at second. Now he goes back to his natural position. This one will be hit to Williams. Williams flips it to Sloan at second, and they're not going to get the speedy Sprout. So Sprouty on via the fielder's choice. Delta will have runners on the corners as Porter was up 6-4 at second for the first out of the inning. Wilkes ends up at first, or third, excuse me, and it is the second out of the inning. So Workman comes to the plate, 0-for-2 today, but looking to do some damage with a two-out base hit. Belt leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sprout at first, Wilkes at third. Dowdy Serum Machine, pickoff throw over to try to get Sprout, but Sprout back standing up. So again, Buchanan looks in. Sprout with a good lead at first, held on by Tara Marcus. And the pitch. This one on the ground, in the hole, on the left side of the infield. That's an RBI single for Workman. Delta now leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Trayton Sandoval will come to the plate with runners on first and second. Sandoval 0-for-2 today. Sprout at second, Workman at first. Here's the pitch from Buchanan. High and outside, ball one. Long look in from Buchanan. He'll check the runners now. And the pitch. This one fouled off on the right side. Counts even. The pitch on the ground to third, and third baseman Johnson up with it, steps on the bag, and that will end the inning and limit the damage by the Panthers. So, one run on one hit, one error by the Cowboys. Delta will leave a couple runners on base. Panthers with a 3-0 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we are in the middle of the sixth inning. Two up for the Cowboys will be 9-1-2. That's Sloan, Marchicelli, and Williams. My streaming broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. They were voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant in Delta. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Brayden Sprout out to work the bottom of the sixth inning. Sloan will come to the plate. He's 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to Clay at short back in the third inning. The pitch. Right down the middle for strike one. Sloan steps out, now back in. And the pitch. breaking ball fouled at the plate. And Sprout quickly up 0-2. Here's the pitch. One's low. Sprout has a sign and delivers the 1-2. That misses outside. Couldn't get Sloan to chase it, and the count's even. Long look in from Breda. And the pitch. This is low. And the count's full. So Sloan doing a good job at the plate, battling back from an 0-2 count, but now Scrotty looking to win this one. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the sixth strikeout of the game for Sprout. Brought to you by Ann Creations on Main. That'll bring Rocky Marchicelli to the plate. He has struck out today. He's also reached on the fielder's choice and stolen a base. One out here in the bottom of the sixth, up and leads 3-0 Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Time first pitch to Marchicelli to strike. And the pitch. That one's also a strike. So again, Sprouty jumped out to an 0-2 count early on the batter. The pitch. Low and inside. Marchicelli steps out now, back into the right side against the lefty Sprout. Here's the 1-2. Gets him to chase a pitch way outside the zone for a swinging strike 3. And in creations on Main, strikeout is the second out of the inning, seventh strikeout of the game for Bredo. And Justice Williams will come to the plate. Justice Williams is 0-for-2 with a strikeout today. Pitch, swing and a miss. Two seamer had some movement on it. Sprout sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the pitch outside the zone. So for the third straight batter, Bredo up early 0-2 with two outs now. Here's the pitch. This one will be fouled back to the backstop. It'll roll on the carom. Back to the on-deck batter, and he'll flip it to the umpire. Puts it back in his side bag there. Here's the pitch. It'll miss high. So, two outs here, bottom of the sixth. Up at least 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Sprout. Man, tipped it, doesn't matter. Ended up in Brendan Bear's glove for the third strikeout swinging of the inning. That brought to you by Aiden Creations on Main. Sprouty's eighth strikeout of the game is the third out of the bottom of the sixth inning. So Cowboys go in order, and Delta will send the 9-1 and 2 holes to the plate in the top of the 7th. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delcase Hardware, another proud sponsor of my broadcast. Delcase Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware, 121 West Gunnison River Drive, is truly your one-stop everything shop. With the help of folks at Delta Ace Hardware, help you with your next project. So, looks like Jacob Hancock will bat in the DH's spot, ninth in the order. So, since he is the player that the designated hitter was hitting for, it makes sense, and he'll take ball one. And the pitch fouled off of the catcher, and Wild taking a pretty big beating back there behind the plate in game one. So, Wild waves off Coach Tom Percival as Percival started to come out of the dugout. And so, the count will be even to Hancock as he leaves off the top of the 7th inning for the Panthers. Delta leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And the pitch takes strike two with the knees. So Hancock steps out now, back in. And the 1-2 pitch. Swung on the miss. It's in the dirt, but it gets away from the catcher, Wild. Hancock sprinting up the line, but Wild with a good throw to first will get him. So one out here, top of 7, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed, 1-for-3 today, has scored a run. Here's the taco time, first pitch from Buchanan. Swan will be lined down the right field line and foul out of play. The pitch on the ground in the hole on the left side. That's the base knock. So a one-out single for the Delta right fielder, and Landon Clay comes to the plate. Clay is 0-for-1 today. He's reached on an error and walk, scored a run. Reed with a good lead off of first against the lefty Buchanan. Terramark is holding him on. The pitch taken outside for ball one. Signs in from Steve Ryer down at third base now, and here's the pitch. Runner's going, and this is going to be fouled at the plate. Hit and run was on, and Clay made contact. He couldn't drive it anywhere. So aces across the board, 1-1, 1 out for the Panthers here in the top of the 7th inning. Delta leads 3-0, the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch misses outside. Buchanan looking for that outside corner and couldn't find it. Reed with a good lead from first. Here's the 2-1. outside. Reed takes off, and he will be in as the throw was online but got away from the second baseman. That'll be a stolen base. And now Clay's got a 3-1 count. Second baseman was in front of the bag and couldn't come up with it. The pitch dashes the outside corner and the count's full. Buckhannon checks Reed at second, now comes home. Payoff pitch misses high, and Clay, the Delta Cabinet Company, walks. So Bynum, 3 strikeouts today. I think he's probably due. Got runners on first and second, so. 1 out. See if Coach Ryer thinks about bunting here with Rue. Up 3-0. Nope, he's going to hit it. It's on the second baseman, Sloan, and they're not going to get Bynum, who's got some speed. So he'll be on the fielder's choice. Clay out at second with the 4-6 put out. That'll be the second out of the inning. Reed ends up on third, and Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear reaches for the fielder's choice to end the third inning. Last inning he walked, and he's also had a sack fly to right. He's got an RBI, and his courtesy runner, Chaz Wilkes, scored a run last inning. Tom Percival out of the dugout. Conference on the mound. My broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So discussion on the mound's over. With 2 outs, Brendan Bear steps it into the left-handed batter's box. Got runners on the corners. Runners going from first, and Bynum quickly steals second. Bear took ball one. Now he's got a couple of ducks on the pond out there in scoring position. Buckhannon will step off. They're going to intentionally walk there. To get Lance Porter, Chaz Wilkes will come in and run for Bear. So Porter, 0-2 today, reached on an error. The pitch takes a strike one at the knees. This will put a force at any bag by loading the bases. Porter takes the 0-1 and it's strike two. So Porter has to protect the plate. Looking to battle here. There's the pitch. This one lifted foul on the right side, out of play. Two outs, top of 7. Delta leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here comes the 0-2 to Porter. In the dirt. Good block by Wild. Kick save and a beaut. Kicked that left foot out there and blocked the ball, kept it from getting by him, and definitely a run from scoring with the speedy Tyree at third. Bynum's at second, Wilkes at first. The 1-2 pitch taken, and again, Wild with a good block, keeps the ball in front of him, and the count's even to the Delta third baseman. Deuces Wild on the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Porter awaits the pitch from Buckhannon. Missed just outside the zone, and the count's full. I think Buckhannon tried to get Porter to chase that outside pitch, and Porter didn't bite. So here we are, bases loaded, 2 outs. The payoff pitch from Buckhannon with the runners going. It's in the dirt. And an easy RBI, if you can call it that, for Porter. As Delta extends their lead to 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. It looks like number 2, Talon Tibbler, will come into the game. We'll see where the changes go here. As it looks like Kibler will come in for Tara Marcus, and I believe Buckhannon will go to first. We'll get you the numbers here on Kibler in just a second as I make the change in my scorebook here. So Kibler finishing his warm-ups here. On the season, Kibler has 1 appearance, a third of an inning pitched, and he struck out the batter in that inning. So, looks like he came in a game to get the final out, and he did just that with a strikeout. So, much the same here today. He's coming in to get the final out of an inning. Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The dangerous Braden Sprout will be coming to the plate. So Sprout has reached on a fielder's choice, reached on an error, and singled today. Also got a stolen base. The pitch. At the knees for a strike. Again, Delta with the bases loaded. Bynum at third, Wilkes at second, Porter at first. The pitch. I'll miss low, and the count's even. So walk back to the rubber for Kibler. He'll stare in. He's got his sign. And the pitch on the ground to first, and it'll be foul. So Brado going to have to be tough with 2 in battle. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This is high. Counts even. This is wild. Across the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch will be lifted. Foul on the left side. Third baseman Johnson over. Makes the catch. That's the final out of the inning. So Delta with another run on the board. makes it 4-0 on the Sunflowering scoreboard as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Wild, Buchanan, and Hicks do up for the Cowboys. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company is cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So, Brayton Sprout out for the seventh inning, looking for the complete game shutout here. Sprout, he's pitched well. 8 strikeouts, hasn't allowed a walk. I think only the one hit. Looks that way, so. Tyree pitched the one-hit shutout on Wednesday in the game one against Roaring Fork. Sprout looking to duplicate the feat here today against Gunnison. So, dangerous Skyler Wild comes to the plate for the Cowboys. He struck out and reached on an error today. Taco time, first pitch from Sprout. Off speed on the outside corner, called strike one. Long look in from Breda. He's set. The pitch. This one lifted into left field. Hancock back on it, back, and can't make the catch. It's off the wall. A leadoff double by Wild. Now, Buchanan will come to the plate. Buchanan, starting pitcher, moved to first on the pitching change. He's 0-1 today. Ended the first inning with a fielder's choice. The pitch. That misses. So Wild with a good lead out at second. Bynum working in and out on it. The pitch. Outside, ball two. The pitch. This one's going to be lined into right. Reed gets a bead on it. Runner Wild not able to tag some seconds. One down, and Tate Hicks comes to the plate. He's struck out twice today. Here's the pitch from Breda. Swing and a miss. Off speed. Not sure if it was would have caught the corner or not, but doesn't matter. Hicks swung at it. Sprout checks the runner. Wild at second. Now comes home with the 0-1. This one fouled at the plate, and Sprout quickly up 0-2 on Hicks. Breda shakes off a pitch. Now he's set. And delivers. That one. High fastball. Two-seamer tailed in on the batter. Kind of high. A little brush back. And the count's 1-2. The pitch. This is outside. And the count's even. One out here. Bottom of seven. Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. out, checks the runner. Now comes home. This one popped up on the right side. Sandoval giving chase and not able to get to it as it goes up the right field line. So count remains even at two. So everybody retreats back and be set to go again. Stratty stares in, shakes off the sign. He's got one now. He's set. He'll check wild at second. Check him again. Now comes home. This one will be fouled off on the right side, out of play. So we got ourselves a battle here. Sprouty and Hicks. One out. Two balls, two strikes. Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And in creations on lane strikeout is out number two. Nice strikeout for Sprout on the day, and Wade Johnson will come to the plate. Johnson 0 for 2 today. Long look in from Sprout. He's set. And the pitch. That misses low. And now here's the 1-0. Off speed is popped up foul out of play back over the backstop. And it counts even. Johnson steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch. This one's fouled back to the backstop, and now Brado ahead in the count, 1-2. Two outs, bottom of the seventh, Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Wild, the runner at second, he's got a good lead out there. And the pitch. This is outside and the count's even. This is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch from Sprout. Off-speed pitch. Strike three called. Game over. Delta's going to win 4-0. Player of the game brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Brayden Sprout going to be our player of the game today. At the plate, he went 1-for-2. He was reached on a fielder's choice and an error, stole a base, but the reason he's the player of the game is his pitching effort today, a one-hit shutout against the Cowboys. No walks, 10 strikeouts. He was dealing today. So you're going to want to stay tuned. We've got game two coming here in just a little bit in Gunnison. Again, a beautiful day for baseball. Once again, final score of game one, Delta 4, Gunnison 0. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a bit with game two. You're listening to Delta Panthers baseball streaming right here on Audio Sports Online.